The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Thanks, Eamon, for that news update. Now, don't forget, in the next hour, we will have an extended Thursday interview with Father Brian D'Arcy, the chaplain to the stars, such a rich history of religion, of Northern politics, and so much more we're going to talk about. Looking forward to that. But now, it's Tom. Tom Dunn is back with music. First up, take a listen to this. Ah, dear, as we alluded to earlier in the week, the sad, sad news of the passing of Ennio Morricone. 400 or 500 soundtracks to various movies. Tell us about him, Tom.
I know you paid tribute to him already, but I think he was just such a genius of composition of the 20th century that you absolutely can't mark his passing. To be honest, every single night on the show this week, I've been playing music from him. He was an absolute genius that I would talk about in the same breath as Mozart and Beethoven. I think the only difference was that he was writing for the modern film age, and maybe people don't take that quite as seriously as they would composition prior to that, but he was absolutely in the same ballpark as those two lads. He was writing his first composition when he was six. He did a four-year music course, which he completed in 6 months. At a very young age, he was ghostwriting soundtracks for other people. He was writing pop hits in Italy. And then he had this enormous, incredible relationship with Sergio Leone, who he was actually in school with at a very early age. And how those early soundtracks came together and the magic of them is just amazing. The man who whistles on them, and the whistles are some of the most famous whistles ever in music, Alessandro Alessandroni, his schoolmate, another schoolmate, and the woman who did all the wordless singing on those things that was so beautiful, was Alessandri's soprano, the soprano in his band. So you got the impression he just used whatever was to hand and made the most incredible soundtracks. And I think as I looked back on them, the thing that constantly stops me in my tracks is he had a way of really making things very, very emotional. And you can talk about some of the greatest films of all time, like Once Upon a Time in America, Once Upon a Time in the West, and The Mission and Cinema Paradiso. But what you remember about all of them is the music. And that's an incredible achievement, that you don't think of the incredible actors or the stories in them. You think first of the music. And he had the quality that I loved most is he could take the scene where the young boy is playing with the cinematographer guy in Cinema Paradiso. And it's very magical. It's a very beautiful scene. But when the music is added to it, it suddenly sears into you that this is such a fleeting little moment, that youth and happiness and all these things, they're over in a heartbeat. And it just makes the whole thing so powerfully emotional. And where he got that gift, how he was able to do that time and time and time again, I have no idea. But God, be in no doubt, he was a towering genius of the 21st century and the 20th.
Indeed, I think the comparison with Mozart and Beethoven is absolutely on the money. Truly fantastic. If you were to pick a favourite of yours, for me it would be Gabriel's Oboe. What would it be for you?
I'm probably going to go with Cinema Paradiso, to tell the truth. And that's purely because I can't get the image of the young boy, Salvatore, in that, and Alfredo, the guy who runs the cinema. The magic between the two of them, It'll never go away, and it's that beautiful music in the background. Okay. I did a 2-hour special on him on Tuesday night when we heard the news, and to be honest, I could have made it a 4 or 5 hour special. There are so many amazing pieces.
His legacy is extraordinary. All right, and right up there with the very best composers ever. Okay, let's go to Tom's album of the week. Tom's album of the week is from Paul Weller and it's called On Sunset. Tell me about it, Tom.
I know we were flying a flag for Ennio there and his composition and the genius. I think you'd have to fly a smaller flag for Paul Weller, because he emerged in 1977, part of the punk rock revolution. And you would have, when you tripped bands off the tip of your tongue, you said The Jam, The Clash, The Damned, The Sex Pistols. Of all of those bands, Weller is one of the few who's gone on to make album after album after album. He really has come across as a real talent who outgrew those bands and has gone on. Around 2008, he had another little reinvention. 22 Dreams was the album he released. And since then, all you can say is that he's gone from strength to strength. And this is one of the most beautiful albums he's ever released. It's very soulful. Soul is the word going through it. He sounds very happy in the entire album as well. And he's a great crew around him. One of the Stripes band from Cavan playing guitar on it. Mick Talbot, his old-time piano player from the Style Council, is there as well. And you just get the sense of a man who's very comfortable in his skin, very comfortable in the studio, and just makes an album that you'd listen to from beginning to end. Curtis Mayfield is one of the people you might mention, name check, listening to it. It's that kind of 60s, 70s soul kind of feeling to the whole thing. But he's really put it in my mind. I think of that class of 77 and which of them are going to stand the test of time and be remembered forever. And I think himself, Elvis Costello and Nick Cave are three writers that we're just going to be listening to and enjoying for a very long time. He's 61 or 62 now. No end in sight, apparently working on a new album as well. And for people who liked The Jam and Paul Weller in general, this is a gorgeous album. I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, there you have it. Paul Weller on Sunset, really ticking Tom's boxes there. Okay, let's go to Tom's gig of the week. Okay, you've picked three live streaming events. Tell us about it.
To be honest, since sending in that list, I've actually discovered a whole list of other ones. With no live gigs, you can't go to a live gig. Artists are having to think outside the box, and streaming live events is becoming a bigger and a bigger thing. Tonight, Other Voices will be streaming. It's on RT as well, but it's also on Facebook. The Divine Comedy are at that. Wyvern Lingo doing a crowdcast tonight as well at 8 p.m. Radiohead do their live shows. They do every Friday night on YouTube. On Saturday, Rufus Wainwright launching his album, streaming on his website, Unfollow the Rules. On Sunday, Laura Marling, one of my favourites, is actually giving guitar lessons. I think she's a brilliant guitar player. That's on Instagram at 7 p.m. And then Mick Flannery, live album launch, a brilliant new live album from him, Saturday, July 25th for that. One Morning in August, one of my favourite bands at the moment. Their recent live event streaming until the 12th. Nick Kelly, one of our all-time favourite songwriters you heard there, has one on the 12th and the 19th. And Piers Turner in Wexford, Friday the 17th, the Corona concert number 7 for him. That's live from the Wexford Arts Centre. So, you know, it's a little small bit of effort, but the amount of effort going into them on the part of the artists is wonderful. Sometimes there's a small charge involved, but the chance for you to see people and also keep music alive in what is a very worrying time, Ivan, as I'm sure you're reading,
talking about the overall art sector, back 42% in Ernst & Young report, and we've discussed it. Would you believe it? You know, for the punter at home, I just happened to be flicking around, and it was so good, I put it on record. I have fallen in love with Lewis Capaldi. He is there with his guitar, and I saw him do this gig, I think it was on Channel 4, some station, you know, the way he'd be flicking around at night. And it was so good, as I said, I've actually watched repeats of it. He was performing in Toxteth Park in Liverpool, about 12, 13,000 there. He's stunning.
Yeah, I've never paid much attention to him. He's Scottish, isn't he?
That's right.
The lad next door and all that kind of stuff to him. But, those who
like all the ones
know,
I like, James Blunt and all them, they're just beneath you, are they?
No, they are far from beneath me, but my job is to fly a flag for the people who sadly haven't reached the stage where they can sell out a stadium yet. So my job is to try and help them get from where they are to those stadiums so that you can enjoy them later on. I'm kind of about, you know, regrowth and finding people and nourishing them and making sure we all have a future. You know, that's really my gig. So he's doing very well. He doesn't need my help.
You should check him out. He's quite good. But anyway.
I will.
Okay. Now we come to your tip of the week. Elton John is back in the news. He's going to get his own coin. Is that right?
I was very taken by this story. I will tell you the truth. Elton John is to be commemorated on a £1,000 gold coin celebrating his musical legacy. He said it's a fabulous honour, truly humbling, and it's going to have him in a straw boater marking his career of 50 years, Union Jack in the background, all of that kind of thing. The cheapest coin, the £5 coin, will cost you £13. I'll let you work that one out yourself. The £1,000 coin will cost you £68,000. I'll let you work that one out yourself as well. But he's only the third, or only the second, actually, British legend to be given his own coin. So the three people you can see on UK coins at the moment are the Queen, Freddie Mercury, and now Elton John. So I'll let you work out the connection.
But you know, like the money, the few coppers you'd have in your pocket, will his head be on those?
Or is only it just, on these special?
It's a private minted.
Just,
oh, I see.
Yeah, it is. But
so we're stuck with
very
Queenie. We're stuck with Queenie.
You are stuck with Queenie at the moment. Yes, yeah? So it's right. Just Queenie, Freddie Mercury, and Elton.
All right. And it's available in gold, silver, and uncirculated editions from the 6th of July. It's available. All right. That's Tom's take. His album of the week you heard from Paul Weller on Sunset. Lots of live streaming gigs, more and more every week, but mostly paying a really warm and appropriate tribute to Ennio Morricone. Tom, as always, from Glass Stool in the Bunker, thank you.